Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney bunts towards third. Calm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy juggles the ball. That's an error on Shealy. Haney scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Collins reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. Davis moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out. Collins scores. Falk moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Woodall now catching. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Krause steals second. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to third. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krause tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins fires to first and has Mostill trapped. There's the throw to Tavener, who tags Mostill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Burke pinch hits for Rip Collins. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman throws the ball into Tavener, who tags Falk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Shealy moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wingo for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive to left field. Falk throws towards third. Com fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Cobb moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavener moves to third. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tavener scores. Woodall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Sloppy Thurston now pitching. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff pinch hits for Buck Kraus. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Schalk now catching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. Wingo moves to second. two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thurston hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk moves to third. One out. Lil Stoner now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ma still for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Woodall for a passed ball. Davis moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.